We Love Hip Hop podcast is proudly sponsored by the Youngsterdam Lounge, located at 529 Yonge Street. Open Monday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. for great food, drinks, music, and sporting events. Check out the Youngsterdam Lounge. Yonge Street just got more chill.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint, too.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
New Killer the Crook. Go. Oh.
Son.
You hear that beat tough?
Yeah, the beat's tough.
The nigga, hold on. The nigga takes a... What the hell is going on with our Bluetooth? Oh my God.
Maybe the Bose is dead, yo.
I see Sav having a million ridiculous issues over here. I got some more tunes to fucking play.
Yo, let's start, man. Come on.
No, I got another tune, another song of the week here. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what's going on. Boom, boom, boom. I think it's a YouTube commercial.
Yes, it is.
No.
This is the trap.
This shit is just filmed so fucking well. So this right here.
14?
Horseshit. 14, the movie. Toronto, dang it.
This is the same guy that did the fifth track. Right? The same guy that did the fifth track.
Is it?
Yeah. You sent me this the other day. I took it in. It was nice.
Fire.
The visuals are sick too.
That's why they think like 14 the movie. So I was like, yeah. Yo, shit like a movie.
Well, nowadays with the camera quality and everything that people are doing.
Oh.
You're not scared of YouTube?
They've been nice to us lately, yo.
Nice, I know you've been playing. Yo, the man been getting away with clips, and I don't hear him complaining about YouTube.
Hey,
thank you.
I don't know.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you, YouTube.
We're gonna intro this shit. You know what I'm saying? We are back. Tell the man over there to hold it down.
Oh, they're getting under the sauce.
We are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread, aka the Roach Killer, aka. Sir Smoke-A-Lot. I got no more AKAs. And to the right of me,
it's me, SSC _ Hey Herx _PK. Cause Instagram is the only platform that I fucks with. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I couldn't say it yesterday, but I can say it today. Fuck, 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 fuckity fuck. So, AKA Smokey the Bear, AKA Paul Bunyan. Cause nobody chops more trees than Paul Bunyan. You know what I'm saying? Check out Spoil Smokers Collective. Check out episode 51. And yeah, let's get it.
Well, you know, what Herc's talking about as far as yesterday and stuff like that is...
Which, no disrespect.
You know, shout out to Mel Boogie. We were over there yesterday. We did a wicked interview over at 105.5. It was wicked.
It was a lit interview, but radio is censored, so... I couldn't swear.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And the man's like, yo, _ PK Herc, because that's the only platform I see the man hold it back.
Yeah, but you let one slip, though. You let a shit slip there yesterday.
I know, I let a shit slip on the mic, but hey.
You know. So, I thought, you remember? I'm like, all I heard in the back was my head, yo, don't curse. I was like, yeah.
No, I'm the guy. I'm calling this guy ahead of time like, yo, Herc, Remember, when we get on the radio show, don't curse.
And I like to also apologize to Mel Boogie for cutting her off, because I needed to get that last shout out out, and I didn't know she was going to let me get it out.
The gym had to get the shout out.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Health is wealth 2018.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we over here over at the Youngsterdam Lounge over here at 529 Young Street.
Bam, bam.
Shout out to them. They open every day from Monday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. You know, get your eat on, you know, bring your main thing, bring your side thing, get your poutine on. Hey,
we're talking about everything. Thing, everything is welcome.
It's a thing.
All the things are welcome.
All things are welcome. You know what I mean? Side things, main things, other things,
only everything. Things, they're all welcome.
You know what I mean? Bona fide things, you know what I'm saying? So
Savage's beer cut eye off camera, you know.
I know, right? Fucking cut eye master. Shout out to late sound effects on top of that.
I forgot. I got to get my sound effect game up. Well, I got something for next week, though.
Oh, you got something?
I got something for next week.
Oh, yeah.
I got something for next week that continues for this week.
Well, that's what I want to know before we even get to any of that other shit.
All right. Well, I got some...
That's Felicia right there.
I got some purple GCG from one of my dispensaries I like to check.
GCG, what's the G?
I have no clue. I'm thinking it's Green Crack God. I'm thinking that. If you look at this thing, it's frosty colors, purple, beautiful.
Jesus, Murphy.
We're going to get that on the bud cam after.
Holy smokes. What are you bringing here? What is this, dog? This looks like...
That has visual... It's bag appeal, right? That's bag appeal. That's what you call bag appeal.
It's an Instagram bud.
But that's what you call bag appeal.
You know what I'm like, this that is one of those buds. That you know, sometimes people be adding filters on.
But that's what I'm saying. This is what they call bag appeal. That's the bud. When you look at the bag, you're like, ooh, ah.
Hashtag no filter.
Yes, no filter. So then we have that. Then I also have some God's crack.
Yo, what's going on with all these weed guys making the crack names in the fucking weed family?
Listen to me. I don't understand, but they do it. So I'm not arguing with them, but they do it. So here's another. It's kind of also has that nice bag appeal. Not like the previous one, but the bag
tag. Hashtag no filter.
Yes, no filter. We're going to.
Hashtag no filter. Au natural. You know what I mean? For all the girls out there who... Who get on Instagram with
and
no makeup.
Snap.
You know what I'm saying?
And then the last one is the Greasy Monkey Gorilla, the Gorilla Glue Cross.
So, okay, at this point, these motherfuckers are just fucking with us, right?
Why?
They're just making shit up.
Well, this is what it's called, Gassy Monkey times Gorilla Glue.
Gassy Monkey times Gorilla Glue. This shit looks fire. But like the names, they're just like...
Yeah, the names is, you know, that's whatever.
What are we calling it today?
And then, I haven't had Shatter in a while, so I decided to bring some Shatter to the show.
Shout out Shatter.
I got a gram of from Sixotics here. Some wedding cake Shatter.
Ooh.
Right? So this is the wedding cake Shatter. It's real gassy and terpy. You smell that. Just smell that. That's the wedding cake. The terps on that is ridiculous.
Jesus, Murphy.
This is lethal. The terps on that is ridiculous.
Terpy.
So I'm going to break some of that up and throw it in a blunt.
We're going to get really fucking stupid.
Today. Right? And I'm going to make a salad with all three. And then I also have my good old-fashioned kush.
Hey.
Good old-fashioned kush in the sea vault.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to just that good kush. You know what I mean? We spoiled smokers over here. So for us, I wouldn't even call this Reggie. This is just a good smoke right here. You know what I mean?
It's not Reggie. It's far from Reggie.
No. Man don't deal with no Reggie.
It's not no Reggie.
Man, don't bring no Reggie business to me. See?
It's a good old-fashioned kush. Exactly. Don't bring no Reggie talk here.
Don't bring no Reggie talk over here. See? And, yo, even for all the people who want the delivery and things like that.
Segue.
If you want to get some weed delivered to your yard, you know what I'm saying, wherever you're at, if you're at the office, you're feeling kind of stressed out, and you're like, you know what?
You need a discreet. Right, huh? Did somebody say something about empty pipes?
Right? You know, so, like, perfect scenario. You're stressed. You're in the office. Your boss is screaming on your back. You say, you know what I would do with right now? A fucking big head spliff. So, what do? Mother Earth Dispensary. Hit them up.
And they deliver.
They deliver. Whether it's you're at the crib, you're at work, I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
Meds.medidispensary.ca. That's all I'm saying. Okay? I'm not saying to do it. If you're at the yard and you're just chilling, by all means. If you're at, depends on how stressed out you are.
Oh, right? Wow.
But they'll send you a bag, get it popping, get back in there. Fucking go get him, champ.
Go get him, champ.
You know what I'm saying?
So go in there smelling like loud and gas and look in your boss's face and be like,
no, get an Eddie. Order some edibles. You
know order Eddies, yeah, that's right. They don't stink.
Order some edibles. You know what I mean?
Or if you need to smoke, buy yourself a smoke, buddy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Free delivery if you want to mention the We Love Hip Hop guys here.
Oh, is it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we got clout like that? Shit.
I got a little B story.
Oh, B stories. Okay, B footage, B real footage.
I'm getting with my little journalistic Media Rick on, a.k.a. Media Rick.
Oh, he just found a new one.
You know what I'm saying? I ran out of AKAs earlier, but I got it. I'm back in the game. So, Logan Paul, a.k.a. PewDiePie, a.k.a.
the YouTuber
of the year, or one of the fuckboys of the year. Yes.
The YouTuber who said the N-word? What is he doing now?
He said that. He had the issues with the youths and them before. So
what's he doing now?
Man like PewDiePie went to Japan. Okay.
Okay.
He goes to Japan. He's like out there like, I'm not going to disrespect the culture, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to make sure that, you know, because this is they're a very strict culture. And
yeah, the man's being.
You need to click to, and this is me. I'm watching this shit on Complex News, right? This is where I got the story. This guy running through the crowd. He's acting crazy, doing all types of wild shit. Okay.
Did he get arrested?
Boom. He goes to the suicide site because apparently there's a big suicide.
Oh, in the in the forest.
Or
in
the, like somewhere in the like in the middle of a square. Like
oh,
a big downtown
I know there's. I know in like in the Asian areas there's like a forest where a lot of people go and commit suicide.
Well, it's apparently like, in Japan there's a site.
That's where it is. Japan. I think it's Japan. I don't know if it's Japan or China, but there's a forest where they go and literally commit suicide. Like it's. It's a known spot. Like, people go there to commit suicide.
Oh, yeah. Well, they say that in Japan, like, it has, like, one of the highest suicide rates in the world.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a site that's, like, down there in the middle of everywhere.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Go and commit suicide. It's a popular place. And this man is over there filming the suicide.
Oh, I seen that. And then, yeah, I seen something like that where he's getting flack for filming a suicide.
This pussy whore gets an extra 80K subs from doing that. All right.
What is subs?
Like subscribers.
Oh, okay.
On his YouTube channel of millions of people already. Okay. On top of that now, right? He takes down the video, right? Because obviously everybody's like, yo, Wagwan, what are you doing, fam? Right? He takes down the video. He puts up an apology video, which is also monetized. That's already probably
at millions. Of course. He's not stupid.
So
controversy sells.
I knew that there was a reason why he had to go on Fuckboy of the Year list.
Controversy you know sells, right? He's doing it. He's being controversial.
And he's been consistent because he made Fuckboy of the Year 2017.
And he's started off the 2018 right there.
Right back in the game, man. You know what I mean? You gotta love that consistency of the fuckboys. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be a fuckboy once, just be a fuckboy all the time. You know what I'm saying? Why change now, eh?
And he's not even a rapper.
No, I think he actually might be a rapper, too. Okay?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
He might be signed to Atlantic. All right? As far as other stories, I don't really have too much other stories. We, you know, we had our little radio session yesterday with Mel.
Yo. Loud Genuine. That's all I'm not going to say. Louder Man. The man's been married. Louder Man, okay? Yo, there's a heterosexual war going on.
So let's play devil's advocate.
Heterosexual war in the streets right now. Just know yourself.
Know yourself. So here's the thing, okay? If he had flipped this game around, right? And if it was Genuine who is making the advance at this girl, okay?
And she didn't want it.
Heterosexual to heterosexual. Okay, well, let's not even go.
The blurred lines.
The transgender and everything. Let's not even take those lines. Let's say it's two people who enjoy the same type of sexual activity. Okay? And she just don't feel genuine. He tries to reach over, and she goes, ooh, I ain't trying to get no kiss from you. Are we having the same outrage?
No. So me too. He should be able to claim me too.
Hashtag me too.
He should be able to claim me too, bro.
Genuine gets the hashtag me too.
Why not?
This shit trying to ride on his pony?
Why not, bro? It's unfounded. Yo, the man didn't want it. And because he turned down the advance, now they're hating on him?
Yo, that's ridiculous. So now she got cheese.
Yo, Bridget. I said it, yo. There's a war, bro. There's a war going on outside right now.
There's a war going on outside. Nobody's safe from.
Straight.
You better watch where your plate getting ate from.
This guy's coming with some bars for you.
You know, a little rap, I think. Speaking of bars, though, as far as next week, I think it's time. I'm gonna
let. All right, let the cat out of the bag. Since you can't wait.
Come outside. Your other podcaster never come outside.
Wow. Okay.
No more petty spaghetti for 2018.
That was pretty petty right there.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Wow, the man. Yo.
It's only.
Why did you do that? Why would you do that?
It's the 10th of the month?
We took a step back, though.
It's like.
Yo, don't do that, man.
10 steps back, man.
We don't condone that.
Okay.
I'm not condoning that.
I'm sorry.
I'm not condoning that.
Sorry. Next week, K-Money will be on the show. Okay, so for people who didn't know, now you know.
Come outside.
Yeah. And
I'm don't come outside.
You know what I mean? I'm not dissing any other.
You say podcasts. You gangbang, but you don't come outside.
The petty is like dying to come out of me.
I know it is, but just leave it alone because it's not. It seems to be your resolution, and you already broke it.
I know. Less petty.
That's why back in 2008, I said, you know what? I ain't making no more resolutions, and I've been happy ever since.
I know. I promised to eat less petty spaghetti for 2018.
Yeah, man went to the kitchen and said, "Yo, double up on my plate right now."
Can I have?
I need a double serving, sir. Can I have some more?
But yeah, that's what's going on.
Slide. It's a slide thing. Awesome. Yes.
So we're gonna take a little break. We're gonna come back with our guest. We have the Soundsmith Music Group.
Yes.
They're here to let us know about all the different things that they've been doing. They got a big, big tune on the Jeezy album. So if you don't know about it.
You're going to find out tonight. You're going to learn.
You should have done known about it. I should be coming up to motherfucker's house and slapping you for not knowing that shit. It's Toronto, man. We representing, man. You know what I mean? Get to know us. You know what I mean? Not, you know what I mean? Like artists as a community. Stop rolling your bum
back. Hey, Louder girl, man. Yeah, she's not even on camera, man. Just lower.
Anyhow, it's the world's most smoked out podcast.
Yeah.
We are on episode 51, by the way, if people didn't know. And yeah, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
If you feel like your sock game is getting kind of boring, you know what I mean? Wearing that same old out of the package eight in a pack sock packs. Man, you need to step your sock game up. Check out my people at Six Socks Toronto. If you want to know how to get onto them, check them out on Twitter or Instagram at Reed_Craig. That's Reid_Craig. Six Socks Toronto. That's what's up.
Alright. You good? Alright, so we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. So we have our guest here in the building. Soundsmith has entered the motherfucking building. You got a full house today too, yo. I like to see this, you know what I mean? I like to see a production team, you know what I mean? Because in these days and times, like with rappers and like, we have a lack of groups and you have a lack of production teams, you know what I'm saying? So when you actually still see a team that's around, it's a refreshing thing, you know what I'm
very
saying?
Refreshing.
So let's get a rundown of everybody's name. We'll start from this side over here, and we'll introduce the people. Introduce yourself to the people.
Mac.
Yeah. Don't know why not.
Holy. Okay, so it's Rumhead Rebel. You might know me as Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. You might know me as Cool Fade. You might know me as Rebel. You might know me as just Rumhead, or you just might know me as the guy. You don't know.
Richard John, or like
The ghost member.
His name is Where's
Ghost Member. Ghost Member. And this is a direct quote. When I asked him earlier, I'm like, you're a producer? He's like, yeah, you're part of the group. I'm like, yeah, but I'm the ghost member. I'm like, all right. I can respect that.
And yo, and big shout out to Melly in the
back. Yeah, alumni.
That's another secret member.
Honorary. Blessed.
Tone Mason. Tone Smith in the building.
Tone Smith.
So let's get right to it. You know what I mean? I know a lot of DJs or a lot of producers that I know are originally DJs. So that's the first thing I want to know. Did you guys like originally were DJs or any of y'all DJs originally?
I started out trying to be a DJ. No lie. Fuck, that's like super early. Like, wow. But that whole thing with doing the DJing is like really what connected me to want to produce, because when you sit down in a crowd and watch people react to the music that's being played, it's like that's what made me say, all right, you know, let me just make the music that's being played for the people to react to. That's part of being a DJ, because you know, I tried it out. It was a little thing for a while. Yeah, got into producing after that. But
And what about you, man?
Actually, I'm trying to get into it. I got like one of those small Serratos.
Okay.
Just trying to mess around with it, but I'm starting to learn that like it's a different art form than just like making beats on a laptop. Like you gotta know your music and like
know
what you're
doing.
For sure.
And
it's kind of hard.
How did y'all? When did you start realizing that you're like technically inclined people? You know what I mean? Because I'm a writer, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're like. We know, like, I know I'm not gonna look at a piece of equipment and be like, yo, I wanna fucking make a beat. It's not
yeah,
what
I tried.
Yeah. Word?
I bought an MP 1000. I'm giving it to my nephew. You know what I'm saying? He's got the bug, I'm giving it to him.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I tried, and yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what it's crazy. Like? You know, I always knew that, I was gonna make beats. I was always the beatboxer. You know what I mean? Like from young, like really young, I was always the beatboxer.
Yes.
And it's like, every time I wanted to rap, nobody wanted to beatbox. So I just continued to be the beatboxer. You know, I started making beats on a double deck.
Double deck
tape deck. Right? So I used to record a sound like probably a snare and a kick on one tape, and then I'll switch the tape and then record like a bass or something, and then you know keep going until I got like a full beat and then record myself. So that's how I started making beats. So that's when I really knew that I was gonna make beats from like way back when, probably when I was like really young, like from 10 years old till 10, 12 years old.
Nice.
Okay, I'm going to give a little sidebar. Okay? Because I know Kool-Aid from time. Yeah.
It's Kool-Aid,
Kool-Aid is part of a fucking Toronto fucking classic group, okay? So don't get it twisted, eh? This guy has royalty behind his name. He's done mad shit from his youth to a big man. Like, yo, Kool-Aid, I can vouch for Kool-Aid. Straight up, I've known Kool-Aid for like a long time in my life. My whole life, I've known Kool-Aid. Yeah, straight up from kids. You know what I'm saying? We grew up from the same block. That's what I'm saying. I've known Kool-Aid forever. You understand what I'm saying? And yes, he's part of a Graffiti Logic. You understand what I'm saying? So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. He's got his cred behind him. You know what I'm saying? And then the beat thing was just, it's something that, you know, it progressed.
But
I can vouch for Kool-Aid. Going way back.
Respect.
Straight up. Yeah. He's my brother. He's my brother. Straight up. We're not blood, but we're family. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right. And like, you know, any of y'all, how do you know when you were first, like, got that, like what Herc was saying, that bug, that technical bug?
Yo, for me, honestly, like, it was the same thing for me as a kid. Playing Nintendo. Like, I forgot. Like, what was it? Like, I remember it was a game specifically. It was like RC Pro AM or one of those car racing games. And there was the intro music to that shit. And I thought it was so interesting. And I, to this day, remembering that, it was like, yo, I wish I could make something like this.
Yeah.
So everybody could see it or hear it in a game or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And as growing up, you know, in different stages of life, you know, listening to the radio and then getting into high school and people are doing cyphers and freestyling around, you know. Mm-hmm. Just the same, I used to be the beatboxer. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I used to bring around a radio and all that shit too, still. As a kid, I had that bug from time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and what about you, man?
For me, it was really like middle school, like just really getting into like music at that time and like really taking in hip hop and seeing what's going on in the scene and really wanting to like be involved in any way. Mm-hmm. And just really getting on a computer one day and trying to figure out music programs. Luckily, one day got FL Studio. And, you know, it was like 3.0. I don't know what it was at that came out.
Oh, shit.
That
was like
2000. Yeah. Okay. Went back. But fuck, once I was able to get hold of that and then just be creative with it.
Yeah.
And that's what it really was. Just taking off and making music from there.
And Le Fantôme. Yeah. Le Fantôme. That's the best in French. When do you feel that bug, man? Like that first piece of equipment, you're like, you know, I can fucking pick this apart and know what's going on with it.
Oh, you know what? I just remember picking up the Walkman when I was a kid. Mm. I was probably like, I don't know, 3, 4. I put the shit on and I was just like, I just closed my eyes and listened to the music. And like my parents would always have like, you know, cassette tapes, record players everywhere and shit. And then like high school, Why Not was actually like one of the first ones who showed me how to make beats. Like he used to go to school with my brother, and they would just come through, play basketball. Right, and I would just be like in the basement making beats.
Nice.
Just popping in and out, and like I'd just be like, yo, check this out. And then from there it just kind of spiraled and like came in, like we're here now. So
yeah. Fast forward. Mm-hmm.
And even like what you're saying with Walkmans, what's the first thing y'all were listening to y'all in your Walkmans when you were kids?
Oh shit. Wow.
You know, honestly,
yeah.
I got a Walkman late. Like, I got it real late. And I remember my mom, we just moved from Falstaff.
Mm.
We moved up east, Don Mills. And my mom brought me down to Jewtown. They call it, what do they call
Kensington.
It now? Kensington Market, but yeah. You know.
Originally.
It's called Jewtown, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, my mom brought me. Yeah, right? So my
history,
mom,
do your history.
Come on, do it. Right, so my mom brought me down there. She bought me. She saw a Walkman on sale, and bought me it. Same time, I forget where we were that same day. We went somewhere else and ended up buying a Pete Rock and Seal Smooth tape. It was called. It was a Mecca and Soul Brother. It was the one after. What's the album after that, man?
Oh, my favorite one, man. Main Ingredient.
The Main Ingredient. Yeah. Yeah. So that was actually my first tape. It's crazy.
Okay.
It's late, but that was my first tape in a Walkman.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
That's the experience right there. I never put it down again. I still have the tape, it's crazy.
Who next? I wanna hear that shit that y'all played over and over and over again. Like what was that your on repeat on regular?
My very first track? It was probably like Biggie's Hypnotize. Kept going and going and going. That was probably like one of my favorite songs. Also, that's probably
what the fuck?
I don't know what happened off camera, but hey.
Yeah,
it was shit. What about you, why not? What's the
I'm like sitting here trying to remember. I can't lie, I don't know. I was listening to like, well, obviously, I could say Biggie, but that was a little later. And then, like, prior to that, like, Far Side.
Far Side.
Shit. Tribe Called Quest.
Bomb.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. Those are my vibes. When I started getting into hip-hop, that's who I was listening to.
Woo,
a little later, too. But, yeah.
Into the 90s.
Yeah.
One thing I was lucky, I got to listen to the radio and stuff and watch, like, much music and stuff as a kid.
Mm.
And my mom bought me the Criss Cross tape.
Hey.
Oh, jump.
I seen it. I told her, yeah, I seen jump, you know, and Don't Miss the Bus.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So like, mom, please get me this tape.
Don't miss
the bus track was big in staff.
Yeah.
So we had to run up to the top of the hill to catch the bus. Oh, yeah. Yo, don't miss the bus, bro. You gotta be there by a certain time or you're walking to school, bro. Don't miss the bus.
And this is something I'll never ever do again.
Yo, trust me, bro. Listen to me. Yo, you catch the most jokes on the bus in the morning, on the way to school, on the way home, if you catch the wreck, because yo, where we lived, there was a Falstaff bus and then the Rustic Road bus. And
certain man lived in 20 and 30 building would sneak on the Rustic Road bus. And they'd be like, no, 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 you don't live on Rustic. No. But they don't understand. Yeah. It's closer to walk. And it's not even that much difference, it's right straight. Bang. If you live in 30, it's right there. You get off Rustic and you're straight to your building. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I lived 40, so I'm at the top of the hill. But 20 and 30 building, man, always try to get on the Rustic Road bus. And they're like, no, you can't get on the Rustic Road bus. Take the Falstaff bus. You're Falstaff kids. Like, and yo, they were serious about it. Like, yo. But that was just life and just life as a kid, you know what I'm saying? Just little shit like that. Don't miss the bus, man.
Don't miss the bus, yo. Shout out to Crisscross, yo.
Straight up.
First piece of equipment. That's what I want to know. Like, let's go across from, let's go from Mac and then let's go down.
First piece of equipment I got was the MPC
2000
XL.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Shit, I should have came and hung with you. Fuck.
My boy, fuck, I didn't buy it. My boy just lent me it, so.
They, whatever, man.
I got to use it, so.
Yeah.
First time I ever got to use a piece of equipment.
Word. Yeah. Same. Well, for me, it wasn't the XL, but it was just the MPC 2000. It was through an artist named Finesse.
Okay.
You remember Finesse?
Yes, I do.
He was the one that brought through the MPC for me to just figure out on my own, like just knowing that a drum machine exists and then I gotta throw discs in this shit and. How do I load up the samples and all that? I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? That shit was, yo, a beautiful machine, B. A blessed machine, man, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck, sorry. Can I swear?
This is a podcast. This ain't radio, man. You can curse. We're drinking, smoking, cursing. Right? We're doing it all, brother.
Yeah, the first machine I ever used, not owned, was ASR 10. Gosh, I wish I had that machine right now. Yo, big up K-Dog. He's the first dude, like one of my friends that actually owned. He was actually in the group with us in Graffiti Logic.
Okay.
Right. He's the first dude that actually like owned that I know owned the ASR 10. But that was the first time I've ever made a beat other than beatboxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on an ASR 10. Yeah. And I had to shout out Nia Singh. It was his ASR 10. Mm-hmm. You know, my homeboy P-Dog brought me out there. P-Dog, yo, big up yourself. You don't know. He brought me to Nia's studio, Crazy Mental,
in
Scarborough. And, you know, we went up there and, you know, I sat down in front of that machine. It was crazy. And for people who don't know what an ASR 10 is, it's a keyboard. And it's like a keyboard. It wasn't a drum machine, but it was a sampler as well. Right?
Yeah.
So you could sample on that too. And I just went crazy. Soon as I saw that, I was like, you know what? This is me, man. And I just went off.
Yeah.
I just went off on it. So yo, big up, the ASR. That was me.
Yeah. And what about you, bro?
Honestly, I just had a mouse and a computer. But I would mess around with the MPC every now and then at the studio with Why Not.
Right.
That was above average.
Yeah. ASR was cool too, but I never stuck to it.
ASR was there too with above average?
No,
it was there.
I had a friend that
like, that's how we loaded the joints. Remember when we were coming through the wild side?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how we loaded the joints for the wild side.
So you come from like the more the new school of production where like did you learn on Fruity Loops?
Yeah, man.
I'm 88,
so like I'm like
software.
Yeah.
A new tech guy, you know what I mean?
So. Nothing wrong with it.
No, so then it brings me an interesting question now. How was it the transition from working, because these guys are all guys who went from hardware to now having to learn how to input it into software, learning the waves and all that wasn't a part of the whole thing before when you were producing.
Yeah.
But you went from software to dealing with these cats and dealing with hardware. How was that transition?
Honestly, man, it's a lot quicker for me. Like, you could, like, instead of having to, like, think of an idea, you can sort of see your idea and then like mold it from there.
Like,
with the MPC, you kind of have to find your idea and then like lay it down, whereas with, you know, Fruit Loops or like whatever program, you can just like literally like throw your idea on and see it.
Yeah, you can see it right there on the screen on the grid.
It's kind of easier, I guess.
Okay, so then what did your first beat sound like?
My first beat was shit. It was horrible, bro. Like, you know, I had rhythm and all of that good stuff, but learning to use the machine, it's a task. You gotta experiment a little bit before you understand how it works and how to lay the rhythm in the machine or whatever. So using the MPC was cool because, matter of fact, before I even used the MPC, there was some software out there actually that was called like Mixman Studio or some crap.
Okay.
Where it already had like preloaded loops. So I'd take like drum loops that it had, and then it had melodic loops, and then try to blend the two.
Okay.
Right? And then, so for me, that was my first experience building. And then when I got the MPC, it's like, all right, I got to learn how to pick the right sounds that blend together. That's like my first experience trying to think a little more strategic
about
how I want the quality of my sound to be. So in the beginning, like just even just slapping down some beats and learning to record it and learning how to loop on a 4/4 and all these technical shit, it was just like, it was bullshit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't take too long to get something proper, like, you know?
Yeah, we found a groove. And
yeah.
How about the mindset? Like, the first beat, like, was it a banger?
No, definitely not.
Definitely how many beats in before you think you had a banger? Like, yeah, this is a banger.
Me personally, I would say it took about 10 beats. Mm. About 10 beats at least to find the perfect like groove exactly of what I wanted to lay down and how to lay it down on the machine. Yeah, the MPC took a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. My beat was lit. My beat was fire. My first beat. Yo, big up P-Dog. That beat was crazy. We made a song called Trying to Get Mine. I still got the song today. Wow. We did vocals on it. Recorded it in Two Crazy Mento. Big up Nia Sing again. Mm. Yo, my first beat was crazy. I'm not even going to lie. Like, and it's not even because it was my beat. It was really lit. I should have brought it with me today.
Hey, what about you, man?
Yeah.
I don't know. It took me a while, like. It was all like experimental at first. Like I started making like video game shit, like
word.
You know, Plinky Tinks, like
before you start getting that low
end. And then from there I started sampling and stuff, and that's where I really knew how to like lay down of, you know, 4x4 whatever, 16 bar.
And what made the minds of them come together? Cause like everybody can make beats separately, but why be a collective?
The whole idea behind Soundsmith was that like it's like-minded people that had the same vibe, loving music. Like, you know, it was always, in the beginning it was just might as well just chilling, like in high school, and that's like right before meeting Mac was Richie's bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Him and a couple other guys like were the guys that were involved in the beginning, the conception of Soundsmith, and it was like, we should try to do this for life. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody had that same passion. From there, Mac came in and was like, Mac had the same vibe. He had the MPC. He already had hardware. He had MPC before I even had FL for myself.
You know what I mean?
And from there, we just kind of talked, and we had a mutual friend that kind of kept us connected.
Yeah.
After that, at the same time, Richie was coming up. Richie was making beats, as he was saying, and like, I don't want to get too technical with the answer and everything, but at the end of the day, it was all a blessed vibe.
Yeah.
Meeting Kool-Aid, when Kool-Aid came through the first studio I was working in, it was above Ave, like, this guy was, it was just, yo, it was so blessed, because...
Yo, I gotta tell the story, because this story, it was crazy, you know, like...
Please, tell it.
You know... I was making beats already. I've been doing hip hop for like a years before I met Why Not.
Yeah.
I met Why Not probably in the early
2001.
Early 2000s.
Okay.
You know, I've been doing hip hop like actually professionally in the studio since like 92, 93.
Yes, Graffiti Logic.
You know what I mean?
Them time.
Let them know.
Like, them time.
Let,
them,
know.
Time.
Let them know. Much music. Yeah. Don't. So, I was like, so mad.
Stop this. Yeah, so, you know, you know, my homeboy, big up D, man. You know, D's not here right now. He's in Trinidad. So, so D, you know, he came up with an idea to, you know, he wanted to shoot this kind of DVD. It's called Caravan of the Wild Side.
Okay. Yes.
Right? So, you know, he was capturing the wild side of Caravana.
When Caravana was lit as fuck in Toronto.
When you could walk on Yonge Street and the whole street is
was locked. People. Locked. Crazy. Americans, Canadians, exactly. Yeah, everything. Right? Good old days, man.
Yeah, so we got all that footage, and he was such a, in a like, innovator. He was.
I think I have that DVD at
way
home.
Way beyond his time.
I think I have that DVD.
I still got a box. I should have brought some. I still got a box. I should have brought some. You know what? I'm gonna come and drop off a box next week.
Yeah, sick. For sure. He gave me one. Yo, like, listen right? to me. Yo, he yo. Knows, knows those days right? were hectic, though, man. Those days, real. those were beautiful days. Caravana's nothing like
Friday
that now.
Nights was yeah. going in them nights.
Yo, Friday, oh, Saturday, Sunday, the whole weekend, Thursday, the whole week. Yo, Caravana used to be the shit. Yeah. Exactly. It used to be the shit. Everybody looked forward to Caravana. Like, yeah, Caravana's coming. Yeah, bomb. Right. Yo, Americans would come down, they'd bring their whips. The Canadians would come out, whips out. It's show and tell. It was show and tell. It was show and tell. And then they realized, you know what? This is getting out of hand.
Right.
This is getting out of hand here. We need to calm this down a bit. Because then it started getting wild. You know, people started getting shot. And, you know, but back to your story.
Yeah, so back to the story. So D, like, you know, he wanted to shoot this DVD called Karen Bad of the Wild Side.
Okay.
And, you know, he started shooting. He asked me to be the host. I was the host of it. And then at the time, me and my partner from Graffiti Logic, K-Dog, were making beats on the ASR-10 that he just purchased. So we said, you know what? Well, actually, he said, we should just make a soundtrack to this DVD. You know, so we were in his basement in Saga. And just started going off on this ASR-10 and started writing some songs, you know? And we're like, okay, we got the songs now, so we got to record.
Right.
I don't remember how we got in contact with the dude that owned Above Average. Yeah. Right? But we got in contact with him. Big up Athal, yo. Yeah. Definitely. He's definitely responsible for a lot of things. Right? Yeah. Big him up. So we got in contact with him, ended up going to his studio. Mm-hmm. When we walked in there, we seen a young Why Not inside there. So when I walked in, you know, we don't know this guy from nowhere. So we're like, okay, yeah. He looks younger. He looks younger than us. So we walk in, we're like, okay, you know, we want to record some joints. So what's going on? You know?
Yeah.
Is an engineer going to come in?
Yeah.
And he's the engineer.
Like, is the engineer going to step in?
Yeah.
You know, he's like, yo, I'm the engineer. You know, okay. Boom. But before we started recording, he was working on a few beats. So we were sitting there, you know, them times I smoked. I don't smoke no more. I drink Ray. But, you know, me and K-Dog stepped outside, we smoked a little bit, we came back inside, and then, you know, Knott was working on some beats. Like, he must have been finishing up some stuff that he was doing before we came there.
Right.
So, when we came inside, they were like, yo, whose beat is this? He's like, yeah, this is me. And I don't know why he's being so shy and humble, but, yo, he was working on, like, the legendary SP. You know. He forgot about that
SP 1200.
Yes. Yeah, he was working on the SP 1200 and all those kind of shit inside there. And like, we only heard about that shit. We never ever touched that kind of shit.
I don't want to interrupt you, but for the people who are like in like,
right,
are not technical people, SP 1200 is like a sick piece of sampling equipment.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
You know what I mean? So, okay, continue.
Yeah, so, you know, we heard the beats and we're like, yo, who made that beat? He was like, yo, this is... Nah, it's just something that I was just working on. He's always that guy, like, he's never, he never,
Those are new days for him.
Nah, it's to this day, too. He never recognizes the genius of who the hell he is. You understand what I mean? Like, this guy is the guy, bro. So, we walked in there and we heard this guy. I'm like, yo, why is there hi-hats sounding like this? Why is it so, like, off, like it's actually a real person playing a hi-hat on a drum? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And, bro, from then, we just hit it off. You know what I mean? Yeah, we just hit it off like right there. So that's how we went in there. We recorded. Me and K-Dot recorded what we were supposed to record. Mm-hmm. And I just kept in contact with this dude. Okay. And I'm like, yo, listen, you're crazy. Mm. Like, you know what? Let's connect. Yeah. Let's get some shit going. I just kept in contact with him at the same time.
You guys kept coming through and recording. You guys
we kept coming to record because we had a whole bunch of other stuff,
and
right?
We started building.
And I have to say, when I went to one of the days and I came in there to record, there was a dude named Drags.
Yeah. I know Drags from Montreal.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Drags was there.
We recorded in the same studio.
So we recorded that you know, the Caravan of the Wild Side, the soundtrack was dope. He mixed it, dope. And Drags was there. You know, I left. I got we did our thing with the Caravan of the Wild Side. Okay. I haven't seen Why Not probably in 6 months, a year, 6 months. And then Drag actually hollered at me and was like, you know what? I like the way you move. You know, come check me. I got a studio in the basement.
Right.
You know, started working with him. And then he started building a studio called The Layer.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, listen, man, you guys, I love how you guys move. Yo, you got a link with that same youth that was running the studio inside there. Make sure you guys keep the connection.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, no problem. Because the connection was already still there.
Right.
Still linking. I said, okay, well, go on. Drag's building an actual, like, crazy studio downtown. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So, when I went into the studio downtown, yo, it was crazy, man. Mm-hmm. When I walked in there, the floors were, like, the whole studio was, like, it was a room within a room.
How he
did it. So he took a basement and transformed it into a studio. Like, so he raised the floors, the walls were from the original walls, the ceiling was from the original ceiling.
And he's talking about right there by where the
discount rental.
I've been to the lair.
So, you know, he built it, and you know, I was like, yo, Knot, we gotta come in there. And that's how me and Knot ended up linking, because it was a thing where me and Knot ended up linking before Mac and Richie ended up linking.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was a Soundsmith thing. These guys were doing their thing, but like, me and Knot ended up linking and doing like some crazy shit in the lair, and it was like it just formed. It just organically formed into what it is right now.
That's crazy. And even to add on to that, because we were recording the Empire album in those times.
Right.
So we were in and out of there. I didn't know that was when Soundsmith was actually coming together as a collective. That's amazing. Now, before we get to the next question, I'm going to take a break here on our live. So we're going to cut the live and, you know, let people get the rest of it when they go on youtube.com/welovehiphop.
Yes,
you
sir.
I want to give a quick shout out to the sponsors. For the people who want to be able to get their weed delivered to them, you know, sometimes you're at home, you're like, shit, it's cold outside right now. You know what I mean? Hit up Mother Earth Dispensary. That's meddispensary.ca.
Who owns that one, Sizzla?
It's sick because there's like an app, right? So you go on the app. Boom, you could pick all the different kinds of weed you want, edibles, whatever.
Right.
Boom, zing, 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 down to the yard. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Mother Earth Dispensaries, hit them up. You know what I mean? Now, I have a question now. I was reading on Hip Hop Canada. Nipsey has that track there, more or less. He credited somebody called X and a girl named Sarah J. Okay?
Nah, that's your department.
And didn't credit you guys who originally made the beat. So what's up with that fuck shit?
Well, placement happened. Honestly, it wasn't like anything that was malicious. It was all like, he got the beat, and by the time he got the beat and was ready to put it out, and he was reaching out to find out who it was, instead of saying, yo, you know what, I'm going to not put it out right now and find out, he said, yo, track's hot. Yeah. He knew that. See, Sarah J's name's on it.
Right.
She was involved in getting it placed, 100%.
Right.
You know what I mean? But didn't know who the actual producers were. So, so you know, they ended up throwing the X on it, and it was like, that's what it is, man. Yeah. I can't lie.
So who's X? This
X was Sound Smith.
So X is just X, we don't agree. Know. So just is unknown. X.
Yeah.
Are you unknown.
Serious?
Yeah. Yeah,
that is so tough. You guys can use that in the future.
we'll just take it. Lose my X.
No, I think there is an X.
Wow.
Out there. No, it doesn't matter. Yeah. That's
there's
your,
a director
your,
X.
That's
yeah.
your,
that's been it. Been. Yeah.
But you guys could probably straighten that out though.
It's straightened out.
It's been straightened.
Oh, oh, okay.
Yeah,
you guys, so you got your credit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, yeah, but still, so you can, yeah, like you said, you can use that. You can put that as a X, and then yeah. put the Soundsmith or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like I mean, like, obviously, like little things like Wikipedia got corrected on.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
But that's so good. That's good.
If people Google it, they'll find out. And they'll see that we posted it all. Like they've bigged us up. They've retweeted all.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so a little miscommunication.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
You don't get any of my tweets then. Shout out Nipsey Hussle, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Friday will go hard, eh? Friday. Friday goes hard on Twitter, eh? Oh, yo, listen to me. Nipsey's the truth, man. Nipsey music.
Crenshaw, yo.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to have to take him out the loop, fam. Nah. I love his music. I'm like, please don't give me that.
No, he showed love.
He's a real dude. Yeah, he's a real dude. You know what? Because not hit him, actually not hit him directly.
Yeah.
You know, and right away as not hit him, he's like, oh, word?
Yeah.
Boom, he sorted that out right away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So. You have to pick up Nipsey, for sure. He's a real dude. He's a real nigga, man, for sure.
Okay, so give me a fucked up Yankee story, then.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I knew I was waiting.
Melly's laughing like I heard this question.
Melly was waiting. Melly was waiting.
Because he has a whole bunch of them.
Oh, no.
Melly, we asked him the same question. It's in this interview. We asked.
We do have one.
I'm not I'm trying to get y'all running.
I was thinking about the manifest.
Yeah, see, they're conversing.
Yo, big up. Yo, we don't have none. We don't have none. Big up Inspector Deck. Big up Leo, the Yankee, them. Big up USA.
Yeah. We're not having no problem.
No, we're not having no problem.
She's on up with Tony Nation.
Yeah, that one was hilarious.
Oh, man. I see you guys are media trained.
It's not their first go around. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So let's run through some production credits then. You guys got credits with Red Cafe, Troy Ave, Chinks, R.I.P. Chinks.
R.I.P.
How do y'all score like with those, with even that vein of like that thug street rap? How do y'all score all those production credits? Did he reach out to you or y'all reach out to them?
I've been reaching out to a lot of people over time, over the years, and that's what it really is. Just connecting with people, trying to find the right people that work with the artists, and hopefully something happens. Unfortunately, we've been sending out the right music and getting placements.
Yeah.
I understand, like, the time that a lot of these placements that come out, it was like the digital age, you know what I mean? So we didn't necessarily always have to be out with the artists during the time that we connected and have them hear the beat and place the beat and all that good stuff. But like, just for them to understand who Soundsmith is or even have a face to Soundsmith, it was always Matt.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, he was the guy.
The guy.
Poster child.
The poster child. Yeah. Max the face, man. So, like, especially with the Troy Ave situation.
The guy with the ponytail.
You guys are like, send the brown guy out. Let him go get that.
Bring it back. Let's get it.
You got this. You got the business.
You got a business sense unlocked. That's cool.
Yeah.
And how did y'all score working with Rakim?
Nah, shout out AD.
Yeah.
AD, Spaz Out Entertainment.
Spaz Out Entertainment.
It was AD. Much love for AD. He actually brought a beat battle up here. Not Battle of the Beat Makers, but we got heat. I don't know if you remember, there was a beat battle that happened down at Government.
Oh, shit, that was him?
That was him.
Yeah,
that was him, son.
That was AD.
Wow. You remember that? Walking through the tunnel with all the lights, right?
Yeah,
I remember that.
They dissed.
No, but anyway.
No.
No, he got that one.
Oh, you won that one?
Okay.
So, AD, since then,
Oh, like, I remember what beat it was. I remember the beat. Yes.
AD was the guy since that day. Showed so much love, and since then he's been a big brother to us in doing music. You know what I mean? Like, any advice, like even understanding what's going on in Yankeeville. Shit, I don't know. Is that a term?
That's your turn, episodes that for the people who are outside of Canada and outside of Toronto, because for us
Americans,
it's just everybody in the States. It's not specifically New York.
Foreigners, them.
You know what I mean?
They're not from Toronto. Foreigners, them.
Doing stateside, like business out there is a different world, right? He's always been the guy to guide us, right?
Yeah.
But he's had the relationship with Rakim out there, and there was another producer up here, Sila. There was also Q, who was the guy that did the hook and came together and created the music for Rakim. And Rakim was just loving it.
Right.
Like, A's the one that plugged it in, and Rakim loved that joint. And shit, he was just like, yo, it has to be on the album. And it's like, it was blessed, man. Like, I can't tell you how the feeling. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
I know you were asking questions earlier about like who we were listening to earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Rakim has always been known.
Come on, 100%.
Not even
1,000%.
You know what I mean?
For sure. We were talking about Rakim yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And being young and not really understanding or appreciating hip hop as it was as a young kid, but knowing that Rakim was out there doing what he was doing the whole time,
mm-hmm.
It was a blessing growing up and maturing and getting more into the culture and understand who the hell Rakim was. It is a huge blessing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But to answer the question, it was our dude A from, he's in New York these days.
Doing I have like a side note question.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with like this new age, mm-hmm. right, that you're saying, are a lot of these collabs with these different artists where you get to meet them in the studio, you get to see their process, or they send back the track kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, which one of these collabs did you guys get to sit in the studio with them?
You know what? We can't say we got to sit in with any of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Because a lot of the collabs were made when, you know, Toronto was still trying to make its way through.
Make a name for itself.
You know what I mean? It's still trying to do a thing. Like, you know, and thank God for AD. He was out there, you know, doing his thing. And we had a couple other people doing their thing to try to push us through out there. But, you know, we haven't got a chance to actually sit down with them and you know, for them to experience the actual vibe. I'm so happy that they got to, that they actually experienced the vibe when they listened to the music. But that's just like a portion of it.
We definitely had conversations with
artists, right? Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Yeah. Even with Chinks, like... Mm-hmm. RP again, the Chinks, man. Like, he was
Yeah, you know what?
One thing.
Yeah.
Chinks?
Bless, man.
I rest in peace, man. Rest in peace, Chinks, for sure. 100%, man. But that guy was a real dude.
Yeah.
He heard it, and he was in contact with a lot of other dudes from Toronto, too.
Okay.
But that guy was so real, like hands-on with his music.
Yeah.
Like, he always made sure he was in contact with whoever he chose to work with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we have to big him up. So rest in peace to Chinks, man.
For sure.
You know, definitely.
For sure.
He's definitely missed.
For sure.
And, you know.
Like, he's a dude that'll be in the studio the same night, like, before he even starts the session.
You still have Texas.
I'll call out and be like, yo, what up, fool? I need some new beats.
Real shit.
Yo, and I can't lie. I didn't understand, like, that was Chinks, that's how Chinks talks. It was like, fool. I'm not sending this guy no beats. Like, in the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. Like, yeah.
No, that's dope. That's dope.
That's a real dude, man.
And now you guys have this fucking huge track, okay?
Sick.
Shit.
Fucking Jeezy. I was going to say Young Jeezy, but he just Jeezy.
Nah, yeah, he's not Jeezy. He's not Young Jeezy.
Yeah. Right? Groove. He's Jeezy.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar. And J. Cole.
Sick.
Yeah.
I just found this out yesterday. Even though you told us earlier.
Say word.
He dropped it. I was like, whoa, what? Yeah?
Say word.
Listen to me. Friday knows.
So, how did that go on?
Oh man, we gotta go to the that track man is, on the left.
Yeah. And before you tell me this, yeah, one of the problems we have is with this streaming thing. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to the album, I'm going through all the tunes, I'm just loving the shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now I'm starting to do research because the man's them are coming through, and I'm like, what? That's you guys' track?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, yeah, everybody yeah should know this stuff.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Before yeah he even start,
yeah,
before he even starts on this, I want everyone to know that that has been Soundsmith's legacy, that whole shit, like Soundsmith. Yeah. We shape sound. We do this. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? We got whatever you want. If you need it, we got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're Soundsmiths.
Yeah, there hasn't been like a routine.
And
yeah,
we don't brag and boast. We're not out there like, yo, we're the guys.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if you look at our catalog, we've been doing this.
Disgusting.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know what? I have to big you guys up because it's crazy. You know, sometimes when you're doing this, like for a certain amount of time, you don't realize what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And to see you guys post the way how you guys were posting and to promote this interview right here,
yeah,
was crazy. Because we actually got a chance to look at it and see, like, oh,
take it
shit
in for yourself.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
Step back and actually look at it. Yeah, like we actually got a chance to look at it and be like, yo, alive.
We did do this. Yeah, we did do this.
It's a confidence builder sometimes, you know. Sometimes,
yeah,
you know, when things are not going the way you like, you want it to go. Like,
it's a blessing.
Like, definitely, it was a confidence builder. Like, we looked at it like, yo, alive. We do this.
You guys got to remember, you contributed like a lot to the scene from working with here, right?
Yep.
Like the amount of work that you've done with us and all these different artists that I've seen with the credits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the work that you do with them cats across the border.
Right.
That brings it back to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's important that you guys work.
100%.
You're here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how do you get that track going on?
Go ahead. No, actually, this is the guy you need to talk to. Right
Mr.
here.
Mac.
We'll start right here.
So, that beat, well, we sent it to the homie DJ Folk.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him. He's the A&R on the album.
Mm-hmm.
But that track goes way back, though. It was actually first place with this artist named Jig.
Okay.
He actually did it with Quinn Maybach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys remember.
Big up Quinn, big up Troy Crossville, you don't know.
Bless.
So they did a joint on it way back on a mixtape, like a promotional joint. But Folk always loved that joint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he played it for a lot of people. He told me he played it for like Hov, Jeezy, bunch of people. Like, but they all passed on it.
Really?
But he's like, yeah, he always kept it in the pocket, like waiting for the right time. You know, timing is everything.
Exactly. Right? Timing is key.
So he played Jeezy again, and Jeezy apparently laid two verses on it. So and did the hook, but.
Wow.
Then that was like, what, like April times, probably? Then he later told me, yeah, he's like, yo, they're going to get cold for it.
Mm.
I was like, word, eh? And then like, yo, yeah, Cole came back versus crazy.
T.O. shit.
That's what he started linking me.
Cole on this shit, yo. And then like, yo, and I'm like, yo, yeah, they got the verse.
Nice.
Yo, Cole, it's Jeezy and Cole.
Yo.
And then like,
you know
yo,
what?
Guess what? The icing on the cake.
It was so crazy. Cause you know what? It's so crazy. Before we get to Nah, cause Nah has a few things he's gonna say. Whatever. No, he's definitely gonna say a few things.
Oh shit!
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's so crazy because what he just said is our exact reaction. Yeah, eh?
Canadian talk. Some Toronto slang right there for you.
What? Okay.
Yep.
You know, and then when we heard Cole want to jump on it, we're like, what? Okay.
People, you really have to understand in these little okays and what, and there's a lot being said. There's a lot being said.
In between.
Right? Like, you have to know the man. This is
tell you that when we heard these kind of things, we heard what was going on, right? We heard that he wanted to jump on it. Like, okay, so when we heard Cole wanted to jump on it, or when we heard that he wanted to send it to Cole to jump on it.
Yeah.
We didn't know that he actually jumped on it yet.
Okay.
Right? So when we actually got the confirmation, it was in the winter time.
Nice.
And when I tell you that me and Knot was in the basement, cold as shit, snow outside.
I believe it.
And we wanted to run outside in the fucking snow.
And
it was
yeah.
like, because yo, we have so much respect for that guy.
For
that
sure.
guy is so dope.
Yes,
so
he is.
Sick.
Yes,
we
he is.
We wanted to run outside and we're like, oh my gosh, Mac did it. Mac yeah. did it. Mac fucking did it.
Yeah.
Like, and then when we heard Kendrick, when I tell you, I live in a house. I live in a duplex kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
You know, we got my wife. You don't know.
Yeah.
So it's like when I tell you I wanted to jump through the ceiling of the house. It was.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Yeah, excitement at its fullest.
Crazy.
Yes, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I was on the bus. I got the call that Kendrick signed. I was with my daughter.
Yeah, and he called me off the bus. He called me from the bus.
I was taking a ride with my daughter for Sunday morning and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was this real smooth morning that, like, you know, so guess who's going to be on the track? Man. Ooh, wait. Oh, Mr. What the hell is the song that you named? You named the track.
King Kunta?
It was off of the album, fam. It was off the to Pimp a Butterfly album. It was a few tracks. He's naming it. He's saying it. And then he's like, K-Dot. I'm like, shut the hell up, bro. Yeah,
I remember that.
You know, it's one of those
day.
Things.
Giving all his AKAs Kung Fu Penny?
Yeah. Yo, fam, I'm like trying to like.
Out with it already.
Serve this shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
God damn, I was so happy to hear that shit. Dude. I'm looking at my daughter. I was like, you don't even know what's like,
yo, I still remember hearing the tires on the bus. You know when you're on the back of the bus and you hear the, because that's where the engine is at the back of the bus on the bus. Yo, Mac just called me, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, I remember that day, man. 100%, man.
Where were you when you, like, okay.
I was probably at home sleeping.
Ghost mode.
I'm talking to Knot. He's like, yo, some shit just happened. I'm like, what? Oh shit, son. Like, for us, it's always like, even before this happened, like, if there's a placement coming, like, we kind of just don't want to talk about it because we might jinx it. Whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I kind of find out, like, after the fact, right?
Right.
And when I found out, I was just like, that shit's crazy, man. So,
yeah, man. It's a vibe.
Mr. Ponytail Mac there.
Yes, sir. Miggity Mac Daddy.
Yep.
Yo, so, okay. On to the next vibe here, right?
Right.
That's a fucking dope vibe to have a placement like that, especially on something that's happening right now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Now, another thing I see, right, is producers started doing this leasing shit over the years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And as an MC, you know, I'm guilty. I've leased my share of beats, made a mixtape off this shit. You know what I'm saying? $10. Devaluing the
He said $10.
It's a mixtape,
right?
Yeah.
There's no manners now, and respect. Exactly. Like, no manners. My question has been launched.
Yes.
How do y'all feel about that shit, man?
Oh,
no, come on.
Man.
That is no manners and respect. Okay? Yo, listen.
Facts,
if you think, okay, I'm gonna speak on it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So let me just switch the camera right here, right? Hear me. They don't wanna hear me. They don't like me because I'm a direct person. They don't wanna hear me. Right, but I don't give a fuck.
Fucking tell it. Speak
real nigga shit. So hear me. If you like the beat and you feel that this song is gonna, it is something that's worth being part of your catalog, why not? As my brother would say, invest in your thing. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing. That's the problem with a lot of artists that, you know, I don't want to say Toronto artists. I want to say this artist that just don't believe in their thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because any artist that believes in their thing is gonna do whatever it takes to get their shit done.
Yeah.
So people can hear what's going on, right? You know what? And a lot of people want to say Toronto artists don't want to pay for their beats and whatever. You know, we can't even say that because if you go across the globe, it's it happens across the globe.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So it's a thing where it's like artists that don't believe in their thing to a certain extent to spend their money or invest
in themselves.
In their thing.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know what I mean? So
I'll put it this way. It's like the equivalent of like if you're on the block and motherfuckers are selling this super selling dimes, right?
Right.
And dimes is the standard.
Right.
Okay? And then a motherfucker come around and he got the dimes, but he's selling them for five. He's not selling nickels.
Right.
He's selling you dimes. Mm-hmm. He's selling them for five. Mm-hmm. And then he says, you know what? Fuck that. Because five, I'm only getting the money this quick. I'm going to start selling the dimes for two.
Yeah. That's exactly what's going on.
That's exactly what's
beat sales. And like, I mean, I understand leasing. Leasing has been in a thing from God knows how long. You lease cars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With beats, the way leasing works is that somebody's going to say, I want to use this for my project. I really love the song that I have. And, you know, more than likely, I'll get it to a few labels and hopefully they'll sign me and then we can make this a real thing.
Okay? Right.
You know what I mean? We can sign off on it and, well, I'll make money and shit.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, let me just use it for a promotional purpose, I guess. But I'll actually pay you a little change.
Right.
These guys now have taken leasing into a whole new world where, because we're in the digital world.
Yeah.
Put on the website.
Right.
But fuck, nobody wants to hear, you're trying to sell it for some bills or a few G's or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Can I find something cheaper? You know what I mean? A guy might say, yo, I've made this beat and I'm seeing what's going on out there. These guys are too expensive for my friends or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Fuck it. You know what? If I could make some change off it, I'll do it. $50.
Yeah.
And they brought it. Like, just say $50, B. $50 is crazy, bro. Yeah,
dog. Remember, Nance can now take the beat, strip it off of the fucking thing. Unless, that's why Mans are putting IDs on top of it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta put IDs all over that bitch.
Yeah.
Because if they find a little piece in that loop, it's
a generation where nobody gives a fuck, man. Nobody cares. No manas,
zero.
There's no honor. There's no manas. There's no respect. Yeah. No nothing. Like, facts, nobody cares about anything. Listen.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna get on, like, I gotta do this. Yeah. If I'm gonna do this, like, fuck, I'm on. Like, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like nobody. Right, nobody cares. Yeah, right. Everybody's praising running off on the plug.
I blame the fact that social media is a gift and a curse. You know what I mean?
Oh, such a gift and a curse.
Everybody always 100%. Sees the end result.
Yeah.
TV's the same shit. Like all these reality TV shows and all of that shit.
That's so it. Instant gratification.
Everybody's making music now, thinking that shit.
You know what though? Like, I have to say something. You know what? Because you're absolutely right with that, right?
Mm.
You know, everybody doesn't see actually what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What nobody actually is going to see what it is unless they're beside the person or they were there.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's exactly what it is. I think that's the balance of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Because exactly what I just said, like, nobody's going to know if that is actually what it is unless they were there or, you know, they have somebody reputable. They know that somebody's not going to talk shit and just be direct and say, yo, this is what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously that's what is going on. So
sometimes
when social media and the internet comes now, you know, you could do whatever you want. You could edit now. You can, you know what I'm saying?
Add a filter.
Yeah, you could filter. You could edit what's going on, or that didn't happen before, you can try to erase that, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything has its time. So, you know, we had our time where it was, this is the real, it's either what it is or what it's not.
Mm.
That's before the internet, the whole social media shit.
Yep.
Now we're in the time where it's like, okay, you know what? Fuck. We could try a thing still, you know.
Yeah.
Yo, no, we could try a thing. Yo, that didn't happen still. Don't worry. If certain people catch it, they catch it. If certain people didn't catch it, we could still get through. You know what I mean?
Well, you know,
that's it.
Okay, it's gonna bring us into actually a whole thing that is part of our whole our Smoke and Mirrors.
Okay.
Oh shit. Okay. Smoke and Mirrors is when we have like conversation about different things that are going on in the industry, like weekly news and different things.
Right.
Okay. And one of the things that I had as a question, but it'll transition right into that. Mm. Atlantic Records, okay? They've been in the news a lot, right? And so they've been undercutting producers by saying, hey, that's a mixtape track.
Yeah, we were just talking about this yesterday.
Not an album track, so you only deserve this amount of money, not this amount of money. Right. How do y'all feel about that shit?
First of all, is that real? Like,
what justifies the difference? Like, how can you, like...
Well, you know what? Okay, first of all, like, before we even talk on that, right? Like, we were talking about that last night. That's so crazy that you guys are bringing that up now. Me and Matt were having this conversation in the basement last night. Like, is that real? Were they really... Who... How do we know that's real? Like, who's
the one that's speaking on it?
Right.
Well, okay, there's like... with the EXO tour life, how man had to run down people's, like, they had to run down these guys for their money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, you got people who are putting out albums, okay, like 21 Savage, right? Or no, let's say Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
Gucci Mane's on Atlantic. He puts out a whole bunch of albums.
Okay.
Okay? But he also works a lot with Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Yeah.
So they have their whatever agreement on their beats, right? So they can just keep on cranking out a lot of product. So he's not going to outside sources. But now if he gets one of these young cats and he puts them on the album, he has to pay them a certain amount of money.
For sure.
Rather than if it's on a mixtape.
Yeah.
However, mixtapes are available on fucking iTunes, Spotify, and et cetera, et cetera, which are all paid platforms. They're not that piffed anymore. The lines are blurred as far as what a mixtape and an album is, or a playlist, or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. It's 100% true. Them calling it a mixtape, I feel like a lot of people are trying to draw back to what we consider an older way of method of doing things. Like saying old school, saying mixtape was like the way to do shit for free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're just trying to.
It's a loophole.
Bring down the value.
Well, you know what?
Artist's work.
Let me say something real quick because we got to look at the climate of what's going on in the industry right now. First of all, you know, nobody's buying albums.
People are streaming.
HMV
is bankrupt.
HMV
shut
is
down.
Not going in.
Yep. Shut
you
down.
Know what I'm saying? None of the CD places or the record stores are going in. Back. Everybody's buying things online. Right?
Now
we're looking at these companies that is, first of all, trying to make money. They're trying to make a thing. They're trying to make a money. They sign you. They say, okay, you know what, hold this because we believe in you. Bring back the money that we gave you.
Right.
And then you get a percentage of whatever's going on.
Yeah.
That's the game. Unless you have the money to put yourself out and do what the hell you're doing.
Yeah.
That's what the game is. You understand what I'm saying? So let's look at it like this. Where it's like, okay, let's look at the climate of what's going on in the game. Nobody's buying, going to the store and buying
it's
nothing.
All streaming.
Right? It's all streaming. Right? It's all free because, you know, when what was the dude with, what the dude from Napster, whatever?
Napster,
whatever.
Yeah.
He's the one who fuck up the thing, don't?
Yep, for sure.
Let him fuck up the thing.
Yeah, he changed the game.
Real shit.
Yo, he changed everything.
He fucked up the thing.
Yeah, they're upset.
So it's like, okay, but it's not... People look at it weird because when people are buying albums in the stores, that's where you're getting your money from. He didn't just fuck up the thing for the companies. That's how you're getting your money too.
Yeah.
It's a business, and people have to realize that business is guanin.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we have to realize. Yeah. When we look at this thing like, yo, these guys are trying to take advantage of us. It's a business. Unless you figure out a way, because these guys have figured out a way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to pay attention to how they figured out their way to do their thing. So we can do our thing.
Secure your
bag. Until we can come together and sought out Arctic and secure our bag, who we have to make sure that we follow a certain path to get our bag. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So I can't really say that these guys are dissing in a sense where, you know, Atlantic saying that mixtapes, you know, this song is a mixtape.
Yeah.
Because, or this album or this collection of music is a mixtape. Because they're analyzing the whole thing of what's going on in the industry.
Right.
What's going on in the industry is that nobody ain't going to buy shit. You know what? So what we're going to do is, we're going to say that this is a mixtape. This is free. Listen to the song. You like the song or you like this collective of songs?
It's like a projection stream, basically.
Right. Put it out there and say, this is dope.
Yep.
This is sick. I love this shit. It's so sick and I love this shit so much that I would pay for it.
The problem is that...
Right? And that's when they come in. That's when they come in. And that's when it's all marketing. It's all marketing. That's when they come in and they say, you know what? Fuck.
They're stealing from artists. Because artists are the ones that put out mixtapes. It's not the labels that are responsible for putting out mixtapes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The label should not have that responsibility to speak over how an artist should put their music out. Mm. If an artist wants to make music off of money off of their music, let them do that shit. If they don't want to make money off of this artist, let them go or figure out some other plan.
And I'm glad you said that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he said that. Because you know what? Labels... they're considered the boss, right? They're considered the boss. So, if you are the artist and you are fucking boss, you're going to do what the fucking the label does. But you can do it on your own.
On your own terms, yeah.
You're on your own shit. You understand what I'm saying? So, the label is giving out the money. From when they say, you know what? Boom, we like you. Here, hold this check because we're rocking with you and we're investing in you. They're the fucking boss.
Yeah.
They're the boss.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's it. Mm-hmm. From when the artists start realizing that they are the fucking boss, they're going to start resourcing and putting their fucking money and getting people behind them to say, you know what? We are the boss. And then we're going to do what the fuck we're going to do and start campaigning in that way.
Yeah, and even to wrap this up in a tight bow, right?
Mm.
You gotta realize that producers in these days and times with the way that music sounds are carrying these fucking tunes.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's a huge ass beat with a guy who's just doing a little bit on it, to be honest, with a lot of, like, let's say the so-called mumble rap.
Yeah.
So, hashtag, can all producers please get paid?
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's
talk about H&M. Okay.
Oh, shit.
They fucked up. They had the campaign.
Shame.
The coolest
monkey
in the jungle.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That dropped, and everybody went on a super outrage fucking rampage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Weekend Fallout, Easy Fallout.
Couple of people.
You know what I mean? Easy just announced
that
he's done. He's like, he was about to do a contract with them.
Yeah.
Yep.
No,
he's
sorry,
done.
We're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They have an 80% sale going on in their store right now.
Wow. You know, the funny thing is, the mom is like,
80%?
Yo.
80%? Say word.
Well, the mom is like...
Since that whole situation?
It happened yesterday.
Say word.
Yeah, but the mom of the son is like, yo, he wears so much clothes, that's nothing. Stop making a big deal of it.
Well, first of all, she an idiot. Yeah.
Of course she's an idiot.
100%.
Like, because everybody in the comments when I first dropped the thing...
Yeah.
There's a few people who got their back ate out because there's a few people who just didn't understand, just like the H&M people there, that's just not cool.
Yeah. Bro, did you see the picture with the little white kid beside him?
You see how
the little white kid knew.
I like how they did it. Yeah. That was smooth. That was dope how they did it. Right?
Yeah, the little white kid was like...
They did it in a way where, like, the black youth was in front, the white kid was in the back.
Yeah.
It, like, he was just there just to be like a background, like the ambiance, like,
part of the set.
H&M, we here, we represent both sides, we here, whatever, we doing the thing, yo, we good with the chips.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good.
Right? But I, you know what? And I have to say this, you know, people are probably going to hate me, right? But I have to be 100%, that's who I am, Rebel.
Yeah.
Rumhead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But, you know, I see a lot of backlash going on with the H&M.
Right.
And I get it. Right? You know, I partially get it. You know, they push this whole thing. The black kid with the monkey shirt on, whatever.
On purpose.
Yeah, you know, of course it was done on purpose.
Of course, it passed through so much people.
Everything is marketing. Yes, of course. They realize it's not the first time this thing happened.
Negative publicity, man.
It's not the first time. Negative publicity makes money. Yeah. Come on, man. We learned
good or bad
from the 90s when it comes to, like, you know,
when they're running over.
Publicity is always good publicity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The CDs, whose CDs were they ran it over with the fucking same thing. You understand what I'm saying? Like when they
come on, they flat their shit. NWA, when they ran
exactly
over all their CDs, whatever.
Exactly.
That just made them bigger.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to be part of the machine that's going against something that's doing wrong, right? You know what I mean?
It's the outrage machine. We're outraged. It's cool to be outraged. Mm-hmm. So let's all fucking be outraged. Let's all be in the hashtag of
Let's all be it. But you know what though? But you know what though? Let's be real.
That's what happens.
Let's be real and let's actually all
the campaign stop.
Go against it then if we're gonna do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If we're gonna do it, let's go against it. Let's not say, okay, you know what? A black kid was called a nigger or called a monkey or whatever. Let's go again. Let's go against it. Fuck it. Let's analyze the whole shit that's going on out here and let's go against all of it.
All of it, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't make no sense. Anybody saying, you know what? Yo, fuck H&M. H&M is whack. They diss black people, whatever. Because, you know, and we can't really talk on the whole corporation because the whole corporation, I'm telling you, if anybody knows about corporations, it doesn't work where everybody in there knows what's going on.
Oh, for sure.
It, you know what I mean? They hire people to do certain things, and there was a ball that was dropped. Well, 100%.
They have an advertising room full of people.
For sure. The advertisement department of the marketing department of that company has no manas.
Yeah, they're responsible.
They have no manas on respect.
Yeah, but 100%.
But you know what?
Taking the bag.
Let's talk about the corporation. Let's talk about our business because, you know, everybody, there's morals that, you know, everybody follows, whatever. And then when we're talking about business, let's be real. Is everybody going to follow the fucking morals and according to their business?
Mm.
Okay. And you're gonna close a blind eye to certain things, even though you might not feel that way.
Right.
Like I'm just being 100%.
No, for sure.
Mm. Okay, so you got the 80% sale. You getting something from the 80% sale?
Am I getting something from them? I'll tell you right now. I don't give a fuck.
Is that a US thing?
I'll tell you something right now. Because you know why? You know why? Because I got a Gucci belt.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? I got a Tommy Hill boxers on right now. Tom Hill still trying to come back from saying, yo, he doesn't want black people wearing that shit.
Times.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm not even going to say that.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Until we're all ready, or until I'm ready to say, you know what? Fuck all these.
Yep.
Brands, fuck all everything. These brands. Fuck
nobody's,
all this shit.
Nobody's
I'm just
perfect.
Gonna stick to my
it's
shit.
Not just H&M.
You know what I mean? And
I
cannot say H&M 100% is racist. I can't say that. Because I don't know the ins and outs on how they're corporation works. So
there's always somebody culture. All these different whatever brand you're wearing, there's somebody culturally clueless in their eyes.
Right.
Oh, for sure. For
same
sure.
Thing, right? Yeah. So anyways, they fucked up. It's gonna
they
take
definitely
about
fucked
another
up.
It's gonna take it's gonna be around for
but
a while. At least another week.
I have to say something not to cut you guys off. Mm. They definitely fucked up. But I guarantee you that their sales are not fucked up. I'll tell you that right now.
You'll be alright.
They'll be alright. They're still, I'm telling you right now, they're still,
like you said, 80% sale.
Because if we look at it in a way, if we look at it at a way where the marketing team was looking and they allowed it on purpose,
yeah, to get negative publicity. It's publicity,
bro,
man.
Be all right.
Look how social media has killed it. Everybody's posted, reposted it.
Listen,
it's been,
man.
It's
the
been
cool thing to be outraged
remade,
about.
Yeah,
remade, flipped, all types of ways.
Yeah.
Diddy,
hey, I posted it. Yeah,
I
seen a thing where Diddy gave him a contract for Sean John.
He's looking for him.
Yeah.
You not find him yet?
How can he not find him? How can he?
I know, right? $1 million. Hello?
You didn't find him yet.
Right,
say a word.
Yeah. What's your phone number, dog? I'll Instagram you. I get onto you real quick. Don't fucking tell me that.
Trying to buy a football team. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Just Diddy.
Diddy's kind of busy. Holy, calm down, like.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
he's going. Hey, he's trying to secure those bags, man. Right. He knows controversy sells. That's why he jumped on it. Like, yo, I offer this kid a contract right now. Why? Because that's gonna bring people to bring back Sean John. What happened to Sean John? Who's wearing Sean John?
It's a business, man.
Who's wearing Sean John right now?
It's a joke. Oh, it's a business. These guys are not in here to win over people's hearts and win over people's.
It's about that.
It's a business. They see an opportunity and they're in there like swimwear. Me, to tell you that.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Well, okay. The last people I want to bring up in this smoke and mirrors here, right? I was gonna talk about Oprah and the presidency, but we'll see what going when that comes up.
Yeah, I seen some pictures with Oprah back in the day with holding hug up with Trump. Then recently hug up with Trump.
He's trying to brag on it. Like yeah.
They're prepping her for sure.
Like, but when that'll be a little bit further in. We'll be definitely digging into that case a little bit more when that happens. You know what I'm saying? Right. But.
Yo, Donald's here for 4 years. Like, yo, like, realistically, who are they going to replace him with? Mike Pence? Right now, listen, like, if he gets impeached, doesn't the vice president take over?
Yes.
Yeah. He's all about the same policies. It reminds He's a fucking the, copycat. The music man.
Business that we were just talking about. Like, real go. Shit. Like, who they going to put in there? Like, they're going to put Hillary? No. Yeah. To do what? Like, nobody... you know what the thing is? Nobody believed Hillary because she fucked up so many times already. And she's connected to the fuck up already. You understand what I'm saying? She's already connected to the fuck up. So, like, they look at it like, okay, who the hell is... I know people would say they would choose the lesser evil, right?
Of the two,
with lesser evil, but who is really the lesser evil? Because there's so much things to gain from Trump. There is so much. There is so much things to gain from Trump, and people don't realize because
I'm gonna talk it.
Real shit. Because there's so much things to gain from Trump. If it's war, and if anybody knows about war, there's gonna be casualties.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? So if there's a war, there has to be casualties, right? So the people who is in power or the people who decided to put this guy in presidency, they know there's going to be casualties. There's going to be casualties, but at the same time, there's going to be people who's learning from this, and there's always a saying that, you know what?
This is too much of a scary thing to be fucking having people just learning. That's the problem with Trump being in power.
That's life.
Life. He's the president of the United States, bro. So this guy could just say, all right, I'm going to press a button.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
It's touchy. It's touchy.
It is.
Yo, fam. It's touchy. Just a man runs the
by the way,
world.
This is Soundsmith, and this is why I fucking love Soundsmith. Like, real nigga shit. Like, you see this right here? Right here, like, it turned into a debate between us. Like, this is what makes Soundsmith, and that's why I love it. There's a balance in Soundsmith. There's a fucking balance. There's no yes men. There's no yo, this is what it is and that's it. It's just everybody has their opinion and everybody has their input.
And, cancer.
You know right? And we make it what it is from this kind of debate or what's going on between us. Because we all have our own separate different minds and we are our different ways of looking at things.
So quick, I got a quick question. Sure. So when you guys are producing, do you guys like work together, independent? Like, do you lay the beat? Do you come and put stuff on top of it? Or
you'll go both ways. Like, at the end of the day, like, we're trying to achieve creating quality music, right?
Greatness.
Idea that we've all planted as a seed in our mind when we're creating music.
Okay.
And I mean, it's not every day that, you know, we're gonna achieve what's in our mind that moment, but as we try and do better every time, that's what we're achieving. That's what we're trying to achieve.
Strive for greatness.
Strive for greatness.
Yeah.
So there's going to be days where independents come in
into the mix, and we're going to try to create something that we think is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's going to be some days we're going to be like, yo, this is the best shit ever I've ever made in my life. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send this to my brothers too. Like, what do you guys think of this beat? Because I think this shit is fire.
Yeah.
And then there's gonna be moments of doubt, man. Like, as a human being, as we create music and shit, those moments are gonna come, and we send it to our brothers, and our brothers gonna each other. We're gonna always tell each other, like, it's either it's hot or it's not, man.
Let me always be honest.
Yeah.
No yes man thing. Like you said, there's no yes man.
There's no yes man. We're always gonna be honest. We're gonna be, you know, truthful with each other.
Yeah, man.
And that's what I love about Soundsmith. It's like you're putting something through the test before it gets out there.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're putting something through the tunnel, the funnel, whatever you wanna call it.
The sifter.
Yeah, so it has to go through certain...
Through the line.
Yeah, it has to go through the line and, you know, take certain tests or whatever in order for us to release it or actually say, okay, you know what, we're sending this to somebody, whatever. And that's what I love about Soundsmith, is that there's no yes men and everything goes through everybody before we do it.
Yeah, we have a lot of variety, man. So we always have to learn to work with each other, so...
Yeah. Definitely,
because everybody's going through a different moment. But from the beginning of the the conception of the group working together and all of that, when we had the moment years ago to sit down and say, "This is us. This is Soundsmith. This is what we're gonna do, and this is our lives."
Yeah,
like, we had to understand each other
for sure.
To say, like, "Fuck, man, there's no stopping." Yeah, like, how many years have we been doing this shit?
Years.
Doing this a lot of years,
man. Yeah, man. Like, it's many years. You know what
for
I mean?
For sure.
So, we have our time that we can sit down and work together too, man. Like, and usually it's vibes, liquor or no liquor. Like, it's just one man's gonna come through with an idea, whether we start the drums, whether we start a melody, a bass line, or whatever the case may be, and build from that. Get what you get from it, and then whoever is there is gonna
peace on or whatever,
right?
It doesn't mean that everybody has to touch something too.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like, somebody could do something, and then it's just fire, and that's just it. It just needs to go out there right away.
Like,
a lot of times that happens. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
But a random question I'll ask is, like, you ever ask people how they built puzzles? You ever put together a puzzle?
Yeah.
You bought the puzzle, put the puzzle together.
That's crazy.
Who the hell
created who decided to take this piece out here to outline this piece and take that out and to put it back together? And that's dope.
That's
I
ain't
always look at it like that.
Yeah,
who the hell does that?
Who the hell,
do we do that? Soundsmith. They go.
Yeah.
So what do y'all have coming up for the future?
Right now,
straight greatness.
Yeah.
That's it. We got greatness coming for the future. Yeah. We don't want to really give the cat out the bag yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah. We definitely have a lot of people hollering. You know, a lot of shit in the pipeline right now. We don't want to say anything yet until things are, like, actually solidified.
Yeah. For sure.
But I definitely want to say that, you know, I appreciate everybody for the look right now. You know what I mean? We're not new kids on the block. We're not dudes that just started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody in the city knows that we've been doing this for a minute. And, you know, I'm glad that the world is actually seeing what's going on right now, and they're actually hollering.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got a lot of things going on right now. You know, just give us some time, give us a little minute, let us put together, you know, the thing that we need to do, and, you know,
let it bubble,
right? Let it bubble. That's it.
So, social media wise now. So let's start over here. Let's start over here with Melly all the way over here.
Melly,
yes.
Like,
social
what?
Medias, you know. Oh. Let them know where to find you.
Okay, so for IG at Tone Mason. Well, obviously this camera's bad, you guys.
No, the camera's right there in front of you, brother.
No, this is in front of you.
Just look at that.
Go ahead.
Okay, we're not good.
We're keeping it candid, so I'm going to pretend that I don't have to look at the camera.
Oh, that's really good. You're in the video? Okay, you're in the music? Okay, say no more.
All right, and so for Twitter, at Tone Mason, for IG, at Tone Mason, to bother me and piss my ass off, at Tone Mason, at IG, and yeah, that's pretty much it. And if you want to holler at us, at ToneMason.com.
Same. Richie.
At Richard John, at Sounds of Beats. You find me there, or at Rich Soundsmith.
Boom, boom.
For Twitter.
IG, it's me. Rum underscore head underscore. Okay? Mud. That's not part of it. That's just my ad lib. You done know. So it's rum underscore head underscore. That's my IG. My email is soundsmithmusicgroup@gmail.com. And it's soundsmithbeats Twitter. That's it.
Why not?
Clear across the board for me is why not Soundsmith. IG, Twitter, SoundCloud, Facebook, Pinterest, all that shit. All
right. Miggity Mac.
Yeah, for me, it's Mac Soundsmith all across the board.
All right.
Mr. Herx.
You know, it's me, SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore PK, because Instagram's the only platform I fuck with. So, you know. Shout out Spoil Smokers Collective. Shout out FPA. Shout out the man for coming through.
Soundsmith. Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you.
Respect.
Yeah, and yo, we are getting now to what? Now 2,500 subscribers was supposed to be the thing for the next Canagar.
Yes.
Right?
Instagram followers.
Instagram followers.
And then 5,000 for subscribers.
Okay, so let's get to the Instagram first. We Love Hip Hop Toronto. That's also there on Twitter. We are going to get to 2,500 Instagram followers soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're at 1,500 almost.
Well, like I said,
cheers up to
2,500. We're giving away another Canagari.
Well, cheers up to that.
We have a winner. We're just waiting to connect with our winners.
Yeah, shout out to Los Poetos. We got a.
They won our first Canagari 9.5 gram monster cannabis blunt.
Oh shit. Who smoked that shit?
It's for the group to smoke.
Oh, the whole group.
Yeah, we're gonna
or one person, whatever. It depends, you know.
Whoever can fuck with it.
Whatever, that's right. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so we'll be doing another giveaway when we get the 2,500 followers on Instagram.
And as well, we're going to be doing a giveaway on YouTube. We're going to get that giveaway starting just now. Okay, we're going to go through probably the next couple of days, go through all the subscribers on YouTube.
Do the randomator.
Yeah, we pass.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, we go on Instagram live and we'll be doing the thing there. So people will know what's going on with this cool bag. I don't know where the fuck it is, but anyhow.
Sure. Yeah, we got a swag bag full of stuff. Silk Vodka, OVO gear, Six Socks.
I saw
gear.
That shit. That was the whole bag that was full
of black bag. Yeah, here it is. There you go. Thank you, Sav.
Crazy.
Yeah, so we got this bag here. It just keeps growing. It keeps growing. We got a bunch of stuff in there. And one lucky subscriber is going to win that.
Yeah, so that's youtube.com/WeLoveHipHop. Get at all my social media platforms. That's Friday Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. As well as my website, Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. Yo, episode 51, yo.
Thank you again.
Sorry, guys. Can I just plug in the Soundsmith Beats? Soundsmith Beats. Is the collective. Soundsmith Music Group is the collective. If you do any searching on the IG, the Twitters, and the rest of all of that.
All right.
Appreciate it, man. Sorry.
Yeah. No problem. No. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yo, we had episode 51, yo. Come outside, yo, because we got K-Money coming on the show.
You don't come outside. You say you gangbang, but you don't come outside.
World's Most Smoked Out Podcast. We love hip-hop.
Bob.